and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Ekaabo, welcome to the Wanderlust Wonder segment on See the World with Ajala Nene. And you know, this is where we spotlight tourist sites in Africa and way beyond. Today, our spotlight is Freedom Park. Freedom Park is a memorial and leisure park area in the middle of downtown Lagos in Lagos Island, Nigeria, which was formerly known as Her Majesty's Broad Street Prison. Yep, you heard me. The park serves as a national memorial, a historical landmark, a cultural site, and an art and recreation center. It was built to commemorate the 50th anniversary independence celebration for Nigeria in October 2010. Monuments in the park reveals Lagos' colonial heritage and history of Her Majesty's Broad Street prisons. Today, the park has become a venue for diverse social events and recreational entertainment. So if you're looking for a place to play your event or to learn about Lagos colonial history, check out Freedom Park. Don't touch that dial. Get set for our guests today. Ekaabo, Uno, Sanu, welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene. And today we have one of my guests who is like a baby sister to me. I call her one of my burros. She calls me her tourism coach. Hi, Faith. Welcome.
Hello, Ajala Nene. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So let me read her bio a bit. Faith Oguntayo is an accountant and a budding management consultant and also a travel blogger. She's passionate about travel and tourism in Africa and started her travel blog www.faith.com.ng when she discovered that a lot of Nigerians could not travel as often as they wanted to due to lack of information or exploring the nation and the continent. So today I'm happy to have Faith. We've done a lot of things together, I think the last 7 years have been. All right, so my question is this: why tourism? Why travel?
Okay, I've always been very curious about the world. Right from when I was a toddler, I was always very curious about the world. But then because I only used to travel locally, like explore places within Lagos that I grew up, which I'm still in. Born, butter, breaded, jam, mayonnaise in Lagos. And then other states, Nigeria. Growing up with a dad who worked in the military, so sometimes he work outside Lagos to post him to Abuja, Port Harcourt. So usually during our long vacations, we all go and, you know, stay with him. So we visit tourist attractions, we explore places, food explorations too, because me and every member of my family, we are foodies.
We're together.
Yeah. You're my fellow foodie too.
Yeah, girl.
So I've always been very curious about the world. So way before there was Instagram or social media platforms to actually see destinations being spotlighted, there was a time I used to say, like, I would love for my foot to step into every part of the world, but then I realized that maybe that one is impossible. Every country,
it's not
yes.
impossible.
Oh, every part of the world, not just every country.
It's very possible. You're still young.
Well, let's see how
if
that
it's me
goes.
That I say that, I should be worried.
Yeah, let's see how that goes. So I've always wanted to, you know, explore the world, explore cultures, visit different countries, cities, and so it's something I've always loved the idea of. So over time, I, you know, just used to explore locally, then till my first international trip to Dubai in 2019 during my service year, I was just sitting, I was doing NYSC. So I was sitting down in my PPA, it was like a break period. I wasn't working at that time, and I was just scrolling through Instagram, and then I saw a tour package which I shared with my mom and dad. And then that was how, you know, from there that trip happened. I later discovered that the travel company I was going to travel with, the owner was also a CEO.
Who's that?
Kolamweni Wayfair
Travel. Yeah.
And I also later traveled with them to Benin Republic, and they basically had some other travel explorations here and there
that you follow them with. Yeah. So how did you, what led you to start your blog? That's www.faith000.com.ng.
Okay, I actually started my blog during the pandemic. I'd wanted to start it in 2019, but then imposter syndrome and then procrastination, and I just felt like it wasn't a season where I was going to be consistent with it, because I was busy there. Then we both school and work, and then of course
you were doing your master's then, right?
Yeah. And so funding, combining it with school and work, it wasn't going to, I feel like if I wasn't going to be consistently traveling every time, it might not be successful if I started it then. But then in 2020, crazy, during the pandemic, like who starts a travel blog during the pandemic?
You have content, yes, now.
Yeah, so, and I just told myself, like, let me start sharing from explorations I already gone to. And, you know, so then, even on a weekly basis, I was sharing different adventures weekly. I'll write articles about them. Most times, I even used to spend hours, like, writing those articles in the night. And then my family members just see me on my laptop in the middle, like, what is this girl doing? What are you doing at this time on this laptop? And, like, I'm writing articles for my travel blog, and then I share links on my social media platforms.
And you got people reading, because I get your blogs, and I read them and experience them. So what have you done to, like, say, help you build your travel, well, I won't call it career, but your travel passion, so that at least in one way or the other, you also make income from it.
Okay,
I know it's a side stumble. Yeah. How do you make money from it?
Yeah, so I reach out to people, I reach out to brands, and I also reach out to individuals. And then tourism courses, starting with Nene Oba tourism courses, with the first set of tourism courses, like, so.
PCR.
Yeah, then I also took the UNWTO tourism courses, and there are some other tourism courses here and there that I used to learn more about the tourism and travel industry generally.
So how do you work with brands? Share.
Okay. So I've worked with Travel Stats, affiliate marketing, selling of their flight tickets. So I have a newsletter community I used to send out, like, flight travel deals to and updates. And I also used to share on my social media platforms. And then some people patronize me, book through my link, and I made commission from selling flight tickets as Travel Star affiliate. Green Africa. So I reached out to Green Africa, the airline, a few months after they started. I just had this light bulb idea. I think it was a live session I did with the Fisayot. She said something about reaching out on LinkedIn. Like, usually if I want to reach out to people, maybe just Instagram, or if I have their number, WhatsApp. And then I was like, LinkedIn, let me also try. So what I did was I went to LinkedIn and I searched for digital communications or marketing manager in Green Africa, and then a name popped up, Oyindamola Fashagun. And so, you know, on LinkedIn, if you're not connected with someone, you can't send a message. So I said, okay, let me look for her on other social media platforms. I didn't find her on Instagram, then I found her on Twitter. So I sent her a long DM on Twitter telling her who I was, my schools I went to, what I was doing at that time, and my passion for travel. And I think we could work together to promote Green Africa as a new airline, let people know about it, their services. And then she agreed. She said we should schedule a meeting. I did a PowerPoint presentation, and I pitched to them, she and a few other members of their team that were marketing, digital, promoting the services of Green Africa. And so my trip to Abuja was, the flight tickets were sponsored by them. Okay. So I did a flight review on my blog about Green Africa.
Okay.
I also created social media content about Green Africa, shared with my newsletter community, and also did follow-ups one-on-one. And I got a few people book Green Africa tickets because of my review.
Really, I ask this question because I want people to know what you mean. I know it's, even though it's a side thing, I want people to know that you can actually also make money from all those things. Yeah. So my last question about what you do now is, what communities are you in, and how have they been helpful in your journey as a tourism and travel enthusiast?
Okay. Nigerian Tourism Lovers is one of them. I think I first knew about Nigerian tourism was through to the one-on-one tourism.
Yeah,
I've also been now being, I think it was 2023, I was also a guest on one-on-one tourism gist. So on that platform, there are a lot of travel professionals in the group. I've met a number of people from that group, Nigerian Tourism Lovers group. And so there's the one-on-one tourism gist where different people come for different months and share information. There's also events that happen from time to time. And so I think it was 2021, you nominated me for the end of the year hangout, and accepted that, and I served as admin, secretary, and all of that. It was supposed to be a volunteer gig, but you know, everything worked out quite well. At the end of the day, we were also giving something.
It's really nice. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
And which other community you're in? I know you're in another community.
Okay, Travel Massive. There's also Travel Massive.
Travel Massive Lagos.
Yes, Travel Massive. I know it's an international Lagos chapter. Yeah.
How's that been?
Yeah, it's been going well. I also volunteer for the programs and Travel Massive. Usually, it's supposed to be more than once a year, but usually because it's a free community and getting free venues is not usually so easy, but for now, yearly we meet physically and we discuss different topics in relation to travel. I know the last one that held last September, there was someone that shared that some things this one of the speakers from the previous year had shared were some of the things that had been a main focus in making income that year. From the information that was shared during that, and I've also got to meet new people through that platform as well.
So what's your plan now for your tourism brand? What are you doing now to push your faith travels and all?
Okay, basically coming up with strategies to work with more brands, work with more tourism professionals, and also trying to think outside the box and also think of more sustainability practices and basically just keep preaching the word of travel.
Hallelujah. All right, so let me go to some personal questions. What are three things people don't know about you?
Okay, most people think I'm an introvert, but I'm actually an ambivert.
Please explain more.
I'm in between. Sometimes I'm very comfortable being out there. Sometimes I'm shy. Sometimes I'm more comfortable being able to express myself. Like if I'm chatting with someone or talking over the phone than when it's in person. In person, I tend to be shy.
Okay.
But I think when I'm very used to someone
like me,
I'm usually able to speak well.
All right, so that's one for you too.
That's one. Okay, my favorite color is purple.
Yeah. We all know very that. Yeah, she's actually wearing purple already. Those of you watch on YouTube, purple lipstick, purple shirt, her trousers are purple. She's wearing purple shoe and has purple bag.
Yeah,
just a purple gear. So everybody knows that one now. But I will let it go. The third one.
That time my back.
Even though your back's purple. Oh God. All right. So okay, the third thing.
But if I was to choose a second favorite color, I'd probably choose yellow.
Why yellow?
I just like it. It's bright. It's nice. Beautiful. It's colorful.
All right. Yeah. So the third thing about you.
Third thing. I'll say, even though I spent, shall I say, 80% of my life doing one academic pursuit or the other, one academic reading thing or the other, I don't really enjoy it, to be honest.
Yeah, but you always do. Yeah, you're doing master's program, you're doing another program. Like, this guy's a bookworm.
Yeah, because the end goal is really my motivation. But I think it's because I'm not part of those people that maybe grab something once.
Don't worry, we're together. It's not something to be ashamed of. I'm like that too. There are things that you have to tell me like 2-3 times before they stick.
Yeah.
And academics, I'm doing my master's now, so I know I understand what you mean. All right, so my last question. What are the two destinations you would tell people to travel within Nigeria and outside Nigeria, like your favorite destinations?
Okay. My favorite from the ones I've explored, or
anyone from what you've explored or want to explore within Nigeria and also outside Nigeria.
Okay. So if I'm to pick from the one I've explored during Nigeria, it's hard to pick. But let me pick Obasanjo Presidential Library.
Okay, why?
And I'll pick it because it's very well maintained. Been there twice. And my article on Abeokuta surprisingly is even my most popular blog post.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's very well maintained, and the they're tour guides. Everyone working there has a very positive attitude to work. So they are very welcoming. It's an experience you really enjoy.
Yeah.
Take the Lagos to Abeokuta train routes to and fro. Mm-hmm. You can decide to sleep over if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And all. Possibly also use the opportunity to visit Olumo Rock, Centenary.
Yeah, so you can do more than one thing there, but yes, that place is the most visited Abeokuta. So what about outside Nigeria?
Outside.
Whether it's Africa or outside Africa, which will do you like advise people to go to?
I'll say Dubai.
I know I know what's inside now.
Well, okay, sure. That's true.
But
they're on and off restrictions. Today they're happy because
we have a love relationship with
them.
But yeah, I agree. Dubai is another beautiful place that people can go to. All right, so to wrap this up, what are the advice you have for these three categories of people? The younger ones, like you said, and coming in, people like us, and then the elders. What advice do you have for these three categories?
Okay, for the younger ones, I'll say that you have to be passionate about the industry. You can't just want to come in it just to make money. That's the truth. Even though you might give up, because it's really not easy as such. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, but over time, with determination, with tenacity, with your passion and your drive, you'll be able to profit financially from it. So
eventually.
Yeah. So that's my advice for those that want to come into the tourism industry.
Mm-hmm.
For you, I'll say keep for up the game. For yourself, I'll say keep up the good work. You know, we mentoring the younger organization, younger generation, and giving us opportunities and helping us to bypass some of the struggles.
Yes.
I'll say keep up the good work and keep being open to, you know, mentoring the younger generation. Yeah. For the veterans, I'll say let us know more about what we should do, what we shouldn't do, steps we should take, and basically,
you should just supposed to be like your mommies and daddies to us.
Yes, yes.
To guide us through.
Yeah.
All right, Faith, do you have any last words?
I think tourism and travel is amazing, and I think experiences are priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I believe that everyone in their lifetime, like we have just one chance at life, should prioritize exploring, should prioritize visiting new places, should prioritize adventures, because it's amazing and it's a priceless experience. Your time will come back. Your time will not come back, sorry.
Yeah,
your
money you only
will come back.
Once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But your time will not come back.
Yeah.
So keep seeking your adventures.
All right. Thanks a lot, Faith.
Thank you.
Because she's a very calm person. And I'm doing my best to be calm with her, but that's one of the things I love about her. She knows my energy. All right, Faith, thank you so much.
Thank
you. All right, guys, till next edition. Bye.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.